Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. After eight, it was. In fact, we were talking about the New South Wales Fire and Rescue Open Days that are happening tomorrow, all across fire stations in the Illawarra.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then Damien, when we were chatting about it, you expressed your interest in wanting to do something in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Do they all have a pool inside the fire station? Do you get to slide down the pole?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should bring one and see if we... Maybe you should go try out.
I would like to try down...
You're going
to
do it Bridget Jones style?
Yes, I will.
Okay. We'll have a camera at the bottom waiting for you.
I'll get shaved.
So you said you wanted to go down a fire pole.
Well, it was a passing comment. It really...
No, I felt like it was something that you've been wanting to do for your whole life. It was on the bucket list. Okay, after 9 o'clock, we thought we'd see if we could make your dreams come true, Damien. Yeah. And we did the ring around at some of the fire stations to hook you up. First off, Shell Harbour gave them a call.
Good morning, Shell Harbour Fire Station. How can I help you?
Oh, good morning. It's Jade and Damien here from Wave FM. Well, I just thought we'd give you a call because we were talking on air about your open day that you've got on this Saturday, which we're all very excited about. But Damien Lee mentioned that he's really excited about going down a fire pole. It's actually on his bucket list. I was wondering if you guys had a fire pole there at Shell Harbour and if we could bring Damien down to have a little turn on it. He said he wants to do it Bridget Jones style.
Well, no, I did. I actually didn't say I wanted to do that.
Pantyhose and all.
Wow. Your best bet is at Wollongong Fire Station. They've got a pole there, and that's probably closer to where you guys are, I'm guessing.
Okay, right. So no pole at Shell Harbour. I thought your big flash station.
No pole at Shell Harbour. We're single story, unfortunately.
Oh, right. That's a shame.
All right, okay.
What do you do for fun in your downtime, then, at Shell Harbour?
Oh, there's lots to do.
I know what they do. They're across the road from Shelley's.
Oh, right. Well, hey. Awesome. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, I think that's your best bet. No worries.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Have a good day.
See you Saturday.
Bye-bye. You too.
Morning, Wollongong Fire Station Officer.
Oh, good morning, Jade and Damien here from the Wave FM Breakfast Show.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Look, we were just talking on air about your open day that you've got on tomorrow, and Damien expressed his desire to go down a fire pole. In fact, it's on his bucket list.
It is on my list, and Jade actually took it to the next level and said I would do it Bridget Jones style with pantyhose on.
Yes, yes.
Is it a possibility?
Unfortunately, Damien, I can't have you do that today or tomorrow at the open day due to COVID implications, but also for work health and safety. But a lot of the firefighters just tend to use the stairs now. It's a lot easier. We have had a few incidents over the years of some firefighters, smaller ones, not being quick enough with the larger fellows coming down behind them.
So there
have been minor incidents. But anyway, we do have a fire pole here in Wollongong. Wollongong Fire Station has the only one in the Illawarra. Unfortunately, it can't happen. You're definitely welcome to come on to the open day tomorrow from 10 o'clock. We'll have a lot of things happening here. Come on from 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Beautiful. Hey, back to Damien as a backup plan.
Saturday morning, not tomorrow.
And any chance of getting him a little cameo role in the next Fiery's calendar?
Well, he could. Well, I don't know Damien's stature, but he might be able to give him a centre spread or something like that, maybe.
He'd probably be more like the footnote.
Back page.
Is there a 13th month of the year? We could possibly put him on the 13th month of the year.
Wow, Jake. I've just been shot down here, left, right and centre.
February 28, it only comes once every 4 years.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, we've got a trophy here at the radio station. It is the greatest and best trophy in the world tribute. It is just of a golden toilet.
Yes. It's very coveted, though.
It is.
This is like the trophy to end all trophies.
It is.
And we both want it.
We both want it. I currently have it. Yesterday, I posed the question to you, did you want to win it? You said yes.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to do was put on a pair of earbuds in your ears, go out to a location in the Illawarra and do everything that I told you to do.
Yeah, that's right. So you were down the line and you were like my puppet master.
Puppet master.
You made me do things. Oh, so embarrassing.
Right, we're going to get into that very, very soon.
Did Jade latch onto the trophy?
I don't know. Time will tell.
All right, it's about to be revealed next.
Yesterday, we initiated the first the inaugural in-ear challenge.
Yeah, we did.
I put the trophy on the line.
I know. You've got the greatest and best trophy in the world.
Okay.
At the moment. I've been wanting it.
You've wanted it. So a simple task. All you had to do was put in-ears into your ear and head off to a location. And whatever I tell you to do, you had to do.
That's
all right?
Right. So I was out in public.
You were in the public. In fact, you weren't just in any public. You went to Warrawong McDonald's. Okay. I brought you to Warrawong McDonald's. You had your earpiece on. And the first task I asked you to do was to sing, "Oh, McDonald's makes burgers. E-I-E-I-O." And here's what you did.
McDonald's makes some burgers. E-I-E-I-O.
Louder.
In the middle of Macca's. And on those burgers, they had some beef.
See if you can get someone to sing with you.
Want to sing with me?
Yes.
Old McDonald had some burgers.
Had some burgers.
E-I-E-I-O.
Very
and
nice.
And on that burger, he had some
meat.
Yes.
E-I-E-I-O. All right, Jay, get down to business. Get down to business.
Hayden was there. He had the headpiece on. I noticed, because I could see you on a video, that he had a little ponytail. So I got you to investigate this a little bit.
I'll ask, can you touch it?
Yeah.
That is very nice. Can I touch it?
Yeah. So just look at him. Say nothing.
Anything?
God, look, he just looked beautiful. I was just momentarily awestruck by your beauty.
Love it.
Just say, Hayden, I'm ready.
Hayden, I'm ready. When you...
Say, I'll only talk to Hayden.
What we are.
I'll only talk to Hayden. Oh, my God, thank God, where you are, Hayden.
Jade, just say, do you do anything for Picklitarians?
Do you do anything for Picklitarians?
A Picklitarian is you only eat pickles.
Look, a Picklitarian, or a Picklitarian, which means I only eat pickles.
Do you want a cup of pickles?
I can do that. You can do a cup of pickles.
The Big Mac pickle.
Is there a Big Mac pickle? Have you heard about the Big Mac pickle, Hayden?
No. Some pickles are bigger than others, Jade.
Some pickles are bigger than others, Hayden.
That's exactly right. Some are bigger than others.
And it's not the size of the pickle that counts anyway.
It's not the size of the pickle that counts anyway. Hayden, really.
All right. Hayden, here's what I want.
Hey, here's what I want.
I want you to take a Big Mac.
I want you to take a Big Mac for me.
Remove the beef.
Remove the beef.
And load it up with as many pickles as you can possibly get in any place where beef would normally be.
Okay, yeah, and then load it up with as many pickles as you can. So, so no meat on the burger because...
Hayden, can you bring it out to me?
Actually, yeah, I'm even done with you. Would you want to bring it out?
Oh, bring it out.
Thank you. That's great. All right, so I'm number 89.
All right, there's that one. Pop it on the table. I'll bring it out personally for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it wasn't just going outside, okay? It was very simple. What we'd organised is that there was a table and chairs with a lovely little tablecloth and all the rest. You had to set up the table right at the drive-thru, okay?
It was rush hour too. All the cars seemed to be coming through to get lunch.
It was packed. Everyone from the Illawarra was having McDonald's yesterday. And you had to wave at everybody, but there was no sign of Hayden at all, and you were getting impatient. You were like, where's my burger? So I got you to say this.
Hayden, he's the man. If he can't do it, no one can.
You're not Hayden. What's your name?
Liam. Hayden doesn't like me, so Liam had to come and bring out my mouth. Thanks, Liam. Do you take that back?
Jade, you've got one last task. Go up to one of the cars, knock in the window and say, whatever you do, don't order the pickle burger.
I just wanted to say to you, whatever you do, don't order the pickle burger, okay? Not good at all. And then take it off the menu. Did you enjoy your day?
Well done, Jade. You have completed your task. Get on back to the studio. Woohoo! Well done. Woo-hoo! You did it.
Look, I left my dignity at the door when I went into Warrawong Macca's yesterday.
Jade, you were awesome. And in all decency, as much as it pains me to do this.
Trophy me up, Damien.
Congratulations.
Yay!
You now have the trophy once again. Well done, Jade. Woo-hoo! Well done.
Thank you very much.
So when can I try to win it back?
I'm keeping it.
Oh, jeez.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Friday the 13th, not a lucky day.
Yeah.
My daughter's Friday the 13th started for her yesterday morning.
Oh, Friday the 12th.
Yeah, Friday the 12th.
All right.
She was going to work via Swamp Road.
Swamp Road.
Yeah, Swamp Road at Jamboree. And like Swamp Road inherently is swampy because it used to be a swamp.
Right.
Funny that.
Yeah, okay.
So there was a little bit of rain. We've had a little bit of rain all week, and Alani went on her way to work, and there's a bridge, and there was a little bit of water over the bridge. She said there was a puddle over the bridge.
Okay.
And she drove through said puddle.
Oh, okay.
It turns out it wasn't a puddle at all.
Little swimming pool.
Yeah, it was a bit of a swimming pool, and her car stopped working.
Oh. Okay.
So her car is completely stopped working. She made it to the other side of the puddle, luckily, and then promptly called my husband and, help, my car's not working. And she said, I don't know why, I just went through a little puddle. So my husband got there in the four-wheel drive and drove through the big puddle and looked under the hood, and absolutely everything's wet. So all the under the motor and everything like that's gone. The car's a complete write-off.
Oh, jeez. Alani.
So, I know. And I had to go to the lecture. I had to stop. I stopped at her work yesterday. I'm like, sweetie, we do not drive through floodwaters. You could have gone off the edge of the river and you're floating away.
Well, it is actually very true. I mean, that is, we're not going to give her a hard time, but that is the warning we say to everybody, don't drive through it.
I know.
We say it all the time.
And she said, but Mom, I waited, I watched some other cars and they were driving through it, so I...
All those cars had snorkels.
Yeah, that's right. And four-wheel drive, Land Cruiser written on the side.
Well, what's she driving? What is it? A little
like Toyota Corolla.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and then she left it there, and then my husband called the tow truck. And he said, oh, mate, I can't get there till after lunch, but that's cool. Hazard lights were left on, and my husband took her to work. Then I get a phone call. I'm getting my hair done in Heron Harlow yesterday, and I got a private number phone call.
Your hair looks good.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for noticing. And he's like going, do you own a Toyota Corolla? And I said, who's this? This is Officer Blah Blah here. And I said, no, I don't own one. Does your daughter own one? Oh, yes, my daughter owns one. Any reason why it's in the middle of the road at Swamp Road?
Did you say, like, any reason why you're being a smart aleck?
I wanted to. Like, afterwards, I wished that was my rebuttal, but I just went, oh, officer, I don't know what happened. Let me give you my husband's number. Talk to him about it. So I actually just lobbed the ball to my husband. Oh, I was scared. The police were calling me.
You don't want a call from the police. Everybody gets frightened when the police call.
Oh, no, that's right. Exactly.
You know, when it's good news. But, okay, so it's doomed, yeah? The car's ruined?
The car's doomed.
Has she learned a lesson? That's all I want to know.
She said, oh, I can't believe my excess was only $950. Wow. I can pay that easy. And I'm like, that's great. And she goes, and the people who are paying are my husband and myself, because now we don't have a car. She's got the car to get to work, and my husband had to get up at 3 a.m. to drop me to work today. So I feel like we're the ones learning the lesson.
Poor Alani, though. I mean, that's two cars that she's had written off.
That is true.
There was the one across from the golf club that
when I drove the car to work, and it broke down.
And now the roller.
Wow. Two for two. Alani.
Maybe she needs to stick to public transport.
She better not become an Uber driver.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Today we're joined in studio by local artist Kay Proudlove, who's got an amazing show at the Illawarra Performing Arts Centre next week, a show that was based on your teenage diaries.
Yes, it was.
It's called Dear Diary, and it's a compilation of talking and songs. So what did you call it before? It was a
story with songs.
Story with songs. Yep. There we go.
All right, so you got your guitar there. You're going to play a song from the show.
Yes, I am.
All right.
This song is from the show. This particular song is made up of a bunch of half-written letters that I wrote to a celebrity that I was, like, really infatuated with.
Ooh.
Like, to the point where do you guys know what fan fictions are?
No.
Okay, it's pretty much a story you make up that has a character suspiciously similar to yourself and a celebrity that you really like, and it has them meet, you know, by accident.
Okay.
And it goes on and on, yes. Yeah. Well, there's a few things that happen before that, you know, because you need a bit of trouble before the happening.
Yeah. But yeah, right, okay.
I had fan fictions about this man. You guys Lord of the Rings fans or no?
Oh, I am, big time.
All right, awesome.
Ooh, I'm excited now.
This song's called No One Could Love You Like I Could.
I promised myself if I wrote you, I would write a letter that wouldn't be sappy and full of compliments. So I made you a list of things about me. I wish I could be invisible for a day. That'd be cool, wouldn't it be? There's 282.45 in my bank account. Have you got more than me? I like to play the guitar and I practice frequently. I'm a Sagittarian, but most importantly, no one could love you like I could. Elijah would. No one could love you like I do. You know it's true.
He plays Frodo for anyone who's in the dark about that.
Return of the King was awesome. I'm so glad you didn't die. You just went to the Undying Land in the end, which is good for you, but it made me cry. And I liked when you had no shirt on in that giant spider scene. But you looked kind of sick and dying, so it wasn't as hot as it could have been. Well, I loved you in Flipper, and I've got all of your pictures saved in folders onto my PC. You best believe they're in subcategories, 'cause no one could love you like I could. Elijah would, Elijah would. No one could love you like I do. You know it's true that when this modem dials up, I'll look you up and I'll fill my cup. I'll be a forum threading queen. I'm asking Jeeves, I'm Googling, 'cause I wanna know everything. No, I promised myself if I wrote you, I would write a letter that wouldn't be creepy and full of compliments, but it seems like it turned out to be exactly that.
So good.
Yeah. So awesome. Good.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow, Elijah Wood.
Yeah, hey, there we go. I did send it to him, but no response yet. So we'll...
There's still time. I believe he's still single, isn't he?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't follow him anymore.
Kay, proud love. So IPAC next week. Those dates again?
19, 20, 21 of May.
You've got to check out the show. It's called Dear Diary. Thanks for popping away this morning.
Thanks for having me.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Here's your daily dose. Joke of the Damien.
All right, I've been sent this joke, so that's my disclaimer up front to all the blonde women out there.
You're not responsible for about to be said.
All right, this is a gross generalization, but let's go for it anyway, okay? A blonde woman decides to start a home maintenance service to make some extra money.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah. She walks around the wealthy neighborhood that she lives in. She comes up to one house, and a man answers the door, and she says, "Hey, is there anything I can do to help out?" And he says, "You know what? The porch needs painting. How much would that cost?" She replies, "I reckon I'll do it for $50. $50. And he says, "Okay, well, you know, get to work. That's fine." So when the man goes back into the house, his wife says, "Now, she knows that the porch wraps around the house."
Yeah.
And he says, no, he saw that. So they go off, later on come back, and... They're talking to the woman, and she's collecting the money, and she says, "Hey, I had some extra paint, so I put on 2 coats." And the guy's really impressed. He says, "Wow, okay, gee." And she says, "Oh, and by the way, it's a BMW, not a Porsche."
No. Oh.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.